Time now to check in with StoryCorps and the Military Voices Initiative. It's a project that records stories from members of the military who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many of the participants in this project have been speaking about being separated from their loved ones. And today, we bring you two stories of families reuniting after deployment. First, we'll hear from Navy Lieutenant Mark Rudlinski and his brother Luke. Mark went to Iraq in 2006, but the two brothers had a fight just before he left and parted on bad terms. Luke begins.
I finally said, "What am I doing? He's in Iraq, for God's sake."
Yeah.
So I sent you a long email, and it just picked back up again.
Yeah.
And then I went through other personal issues, getting divorced and everything. And here you were getting shot at and helping me out through that time. That meant a lot. And when you came home, that day, if it's not best day ever, it's top 5 days ever.
Interesting thing for us coming off the plane, it was a combination of best day ever and worst day ever. You hear all these people clapping for you. I don't want to say you don't feel worthy, but I'm here, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 legs, 2 arms, and I felt I didn't deserve this kind of reception because you left a lot of guys and gals back downrange.
I think it took you a couple of months just to get adjusted.
It did. I still remember walking into Banana Republic with fatigues and buying clothes and just being like, 36 hours ago, I was jumping on a Black Hawk. It was just bizarre. It didn't feel like home. I tell you, for the first 3 weeks after I got back, I was looking at every opportunity I could find to go back downrange.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. Like you said, a lot of people didn't come home, but you are my brother, so I'm going to go ahead and still be happy that you did. That's why I still look back at that day in late March of 2007 and think, best day ever.
My name is Talana Banks. I am 9 years old.
My name is Willie. I'm 12.
My name is Felicia Banks, and I am here with my son Willie and my daughter Talana.
So, how did it make you feel to leave us for your deployment?
Well, I remember that morning when I left. It was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I just prayed that we be together again.
At first, I thought you were just going to the store or something, but then I noticed you weren't coming back.
I probably did a poor job of explaining to you where I was going and what I was up against. But at your age, you shouldn't have to worry about me. I'm the one that's supposed to worry about you.
Why did you decide not to come back for a whole year?
Are you mad that I didn't come back for a whole year?
Yes.
All right. They give you 2 weeks of what they call rest and relaxation. So for me to come back for 2 weeks and then leave again, I thought it would just disrupt your lives. So I just decided to stay the whole year and come back at the end. So when I came back, how did you feel?
I got really excited when I saw you coming towards us, and I got the biggest hug in the world, and I didn't know if you were going to leave again or not. I was just happy to see you.
You've gotten so big, so I hugged you, I kissed your face, and then Talana, I saw you.
I was confused. I didn't know who you were, and then I'm like, oh.
I remember the look on your face when you realized who I was. Your eyes got really big. You just started hugging me, I think you're choking my neck.
Well, I'm proud of you because you're serving our country, but I like when you're home.
I like being home.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
You're awesome.
That was Talana Banks, her brother Willie, and their mother, Chief Warrant Officer Felicia Banks. Felicia deployed to Iraq in 2005 and had to leave her two young children behind. Today, the Banks family lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where their interview was recorded. Before that, we heard two brothers, Lieutenant Luke Rudlinski and Lieutenant Mark Rudlinski. Both served in the Navy. Luke deployed in 2001 to the Persian Gulf in support of the Afghanistan conflict, and Mark went to Iraq in 2006. Their conversation was recorded in Washington, D.C. Both these interviews are part of the Military Voices Initiative, and like all StoryCorps recordings, they are archived at the Library of Congress. To get the StoryCorps podcast, go to npr.org.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.